Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
State rep on that's made national headlines coming up in about 6 minutes when Stacia's join us. But right now we're taking your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Taking some calls to disagree right now. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey Alex, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hello, friend. Good to talk to you. I really deeply respect you and all you've done over the years. Appreciate you very much. And just before I get to my point, I'd like to just ask you quickly about the art that you do. Do you think you might be doing gonzo journalism?
You know, your phone's a little muffled. You said something about gonzo journalism.
Yeah. Do you think that you might be treading in those waters as far as being a gonzo journalist? Do you see
yeah,
but
you can't
light?
Help when you're the major news story everywhere to be gonzo journalist. I don't think I'm treading in gonzo journalism. I think I've gone deeper than anybody else has.
I think you could be. Here's my point, sir. It's about Trump. I have completely lost all faith in Trump anymore. I do not believe him. I think it's a joke. I think he's New World Order. And I think he totally betrayed us. I've actually called you about this before, but I just want to just drill that home to you. And do you think it's possible that you could have been psyoped into supporting Trump as hardcore as you do?
Well, nobody's perfect. I mean, I didn't support Hillary, and I think Trump did a lot of good, but I'm upset with Trump about the vaccine. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, anything's possible.
I mean, it seems like we're caught right dead in the left-right paradigm. And Trump is, he didn't do anything to wake anybody up to the true, like, New World Order plans. And then he backs the vaccine. It's absolutely insane.
Well, I don't think that's fair. Yeah. He did back the poison vaccine. That's true. But he exposed the UN, pulled out of UNESCO, pulled out of the WHO. I don't think that's true, Jason. I appreciate your call. Larry in Arizona. Larry, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, man.
Two things I just want to say. One is that January 6th, I think we should have been to our state capitals and did everything there. The punishment, if it would have been less severe, and we would have focused before the
government. Yeah, we walked. Well, they're afraid of a march on the Capitol because it just shows our numbers, so they set us up. But, yeah, we walked right into a trap.
What I'm saying is we should have went to our state capitals.
I heard that, yeah.
That's what we should have done. And those six states, we got screwed in. And number two is, unfortunately, the Sandy Hook thing, you could have been correct. A guy comes out of the house, he's smiling, and you wonder, why is he smiling? Then he talks, and his kid supposedly was killed. I would have thought the same as you, but juries sympathize with children. And the other thing I want to say is that there's two things. There is life after death, because I experienced it, and there is extraterrestrials. So those two things, and when I have those things, it affects me personally, because I look at people differently, and I look at the whole situation, you know. So, and it was nice seeing you in Nebraska, walking along the road there and seeing that hole, because you're a down-to-earth good person. And I'm not a left-wing person, but I love your show. I love all the people there that do what you do, but I hope to God you stay on the air. But we need people to get more physical instead of just being lightweight. We got to get off our knees, and we got to fight, because all things and all changes were done by fighting. The Revolutionary Wars and all wars were done because of fighting to get change done. These people, when they see weakness in our party, because we have weakness in the GOP, we need to get rid of the GOP, and we need to create a whole new party. Like we did the Tea Party, but we got taken to the IRS and everything else. And
no, I hear you, Larry. I appreciate your call. Absolutely. We're being politically persecuted because we're on the right path. And politically, people are waking up. We are winning. All right. We got a special guest coming up. We're going to go to a 60-second break. We're going to come back. Representative Anthony Sabatini, and he has come out and called for the FBI to be abolished. So have a lot of other top smart people. Obviously, it's an out-of-control agency. We're going to talk about that and so much more, and why Florida is rocking it with such a huge awakening. We'll play a news clip about this Representative Sabatini on the other side, and then we will continue on with the news today. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank the great crew here for the great job they're doing and all the listeners, the sponsors, and the affiliates. Whatever you do, take a live show feed from Infowars.com/show and share it. That's how you bypass the censors. So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ultra MAGA Republican, Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, is trying to take right-wing outrage one step further.
If it was up to me, I would totally defund the FBI.
I'm Anthony Sabatini.
He's running for Congress in Florida's 7th District and has been making the rounds on far-right media after writing a tweet saying sever all ties with DOJ immediately and any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside the purview of our state should be arrested upon sight.
Common sense.
Because?
Well, because what they're doing is unlawful. It's time to actually start protecting the rights of Floridians under the 10th Amendment and push back against a lawless federal government.
Right now, today, in Florida, FBI agents are chasing down bank robbers, organized criminals, attacking cyber crime in this state, helping local law enforcement.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any value in that?
It's an illogical argument. The FBI, at this point, is totally useless. We need to defund it and let red states...
You have no idea what the value of the FBI is.
Yes, I do.
Is a former president just above the law no matter what?
The FBI is not above the law.
If I'm saying they followed the law, which they did, to enter into that home, should that just not be allowed? The president, the former president, is above the law.
He's a political target. He's being harassed by a lawless rogue
above the law?
Agency.
It's not a lawless agency.
They spied on him. They have no respect for him.
You have no idea.
They hate the conservatives. They hate the Republicans.
Wouldn't it be prudent to wait and see what the facts are before
we
have such a draconian statement?
We have enough facts.
The same FBI unit that created the Russiagate hoax raided Mar-a-Lago and took his passports. We're being vindicated. They're being destroyed. That's why they're so desperate. Anthony Sabatini, member of the District 32 in Central Florida, running for Congress. Great to have you here. SabatiniForCongress.com. Sir, you've got the floor until we go to break in 8 minutes. CNN was interrupting you. What do you really want to say?
Well, I got to tell you, that was a 12-minute clip, Alex. They whittled it down to what they thought was the best perspective from their angle. But still, I thought they were really fair. I mean, listen, we need to completely shut down and defund the FBI. We need to go back to the 10th Amendment. The state of Florida, you know, we do some good things out here. Everybody hears about the important conservative reforms happening in Florida. We're not going far enough. We need to go a lot further. We need to stop the federal infiltration and abuse of the rights and start securing the rights of Floridians. So that means basically two things. We need an emergency special session right now. We need to do one thing that's very easy to do, very common sense. The left already did it when they started their sanctuary stuff in terms of their relationship with the federal government. But we on the right and the Republican states need to cut all ties with federal law, so-called law enforcement agencies. We need to stop communicating with them. No more task forces between sheriffs, counties, cities, tax collectors, all these different political subdivisions at the state. And of course, our state law enforcement. We need to have no relationship with them. That's number one. That's the easy thing. Number two is we need to actually pass a statute reaffirming the 10th Amendment and declaring what they're doing totally and completely illegal. And yes, it means actually arresting federal law enforcement agents that want to violate the rights of people like President Trump, but not just him. Not just him, the J6 defendants, the various other people who've been targeted and harassed by lawless rogue administrative state agencies here in the state of Florida. And some might say, well, that sounds really bold or maybe even radical. But let me tell you, can those people really look at what's happening and say it's going to get better from here? That if we, you know, we should cease, you know, or not do anything else because somehow this situation is going to alleviate itself. It's going to get worse from here. And so it's time for Republican legislators to stand up and draw a line in the sand immediately. So like I said, number one, cut all ties with the DOJ immediately. But number two, actually declare what they're doing illegally and start the process of fighting back against the federal government. Those are the two easiest things we need to do and necessary things because they are going to try to arrest Donald Trump. They are going to label all political dissent illegal and come after us. You know, I just told a lady this morning at the voting booth, I was outside waving, and she said some of the stuff I'm pushing is a little too far right to her. I said, listen, the last 50 years of American history is going to look like nothing like the next 50 years. And until we start being honest about what's about to happen in this country, we're in trouble. And so that's what I'm pushing. The CNN wanted a nice interview. I gave that to them. They thought, you know, what I was saying was, you know, radical. But guess what? It's actually what a majority of people believe. Nobody wants the FBI anymore. If we're going to have a federal law enforcement agency, or I'm sorry, a law enforcement agency to stop interstate crimes, let it be the attorneys general of various Republican states coming together through a state-by-state compact to stop interstate crime. Human trafficking, drug interdiction, the FBI doesn't care
about this. Oh, yeah, where are they on the collapsed southern border?
Exactly. Any of the things that there's a wide consensus to stop in terms of interstate crimes, they don't care about. All they care about is, you know, faking a kidnapping, Gretchen Whitmer, harassing President Donald Trump, harassing parents at school board meetings, et cetera. So this is their new focus. Anybody that wants to give them more money is an enemy of the people, in my opinion. You know, we heard the Republican leadership in D.C. say, we need to hold hearings on this. We have to have very important hearings on this next year. No, we need to begin with defunding them and using the power of the purse by taking away their power. And then you have the hearings. Do the hearings afterward. And I said a lot of what I just said, Alex, to the CNN reporter. But as you know, not all of that made it into the final cut. So
that's why, Representative Anthony Sabatini, we've got you on so you can't be censored. But since you mentioned Governor DeSantis, here he is talking about the same topic.
He's being harassed.
These agencies have now been weaponized to be used against people that the government doesn't like. And you look at the raid at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm trying to remember, maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information. I don't remember them doing that. I do remember them manufacturing a false conspiracy theory about Russia collusion. I remember that. That was not true. That was an abuse of power. I remember a lawyer for the FBI got caught doctoring an application for FISA surveillance against an innocent man. I remember the FBI at Merrick Garland's direction being sicked on parents going to school board meetings. Meanwhile, when you have a law that protects Supreme Court justices, is the FBI out there protecting our conservative justices? No. When you have violations of law where people are targeting pregnancy crisis centers, are they doing their job and enforcing the law there? No. They're enforcing the law based on who they like and who they don't like. That is not a republic. Well, it may be. It's a banana republic when that happens.
The FBI is politically run. We know that. They're destroying themselves. Where do you see this going from here?
We need commitment from all candidates and sitting Republicans in the federal Congress to defund them. You know, we talked a little bit in the last segment about what the state can do and what we as state legislators can do, which is a whole lot more than what we're doing. But in Congress, what we need to do is a commitment from our leadership to totally and completely defund them. If you're not doing that, you're funding tyranny. And for the folks who say, well, there's a few crimes that they're investigating that are good for good for everybody. Well, guess what? That's what a state's attorneys general are for, and we need interstate compacts for that. We don't need federal law enforcement. You know, it was created in a sort of pre-technology, pre-mass communication age. We're not living in that area anymore. They're unnecessary.
They've extincted themselves. They've committed political suicide. They've made themselves political commissars like the old Soviet Union.
Exactly. I think that's probably the best description of them. And so no more weakness in the Republican Party. If they can't commit to stopping the tyranny we have within our borders, they're not working for us. They're working against us. So this is what needs to happen next. And like I said, you know, right now we need people to pledge. I guess I've made the news because I'm one of the few people that's willing to say I will never vote for a budget that continues to fund them, especially at the levels they are now. But it's time to start whittling away at their power, statutory power. But the best thing we can do initially is defunding them.
Representative Anthony Sabatini, stay right there. You're running for Congress. You're warning the left's trying to start a civil war. I want to hear from you on that on the other side, and how do we stop it? Because we're politically, culturally winning. They want a war. How do we stop a physical war? We know they're trying to hatch more Whitmer-type kidnapping plots, but we're here exposing them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Ecom immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
No transgender targeting of the kindergartners. No critical race theory.
To leave them kids alone.
Hey! Pedophiles! Hey, leftists! Leave them kids alone! We're done with you people. All in all, we're done with you.
All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Anthony Sabatini is a member of the representatives in Florida, Representative District 32. He's running for Congress. I want him to talk about that some next segment. But let's talk about civil war, not just within the GOP, which is a big problem, and people are waking up to the establishment, but also the Democrats are trying to start civil war itself to politically overturn the chessboard and then the Mar-a-Lago raid. Please continue.
Absolutely. I think we're in the midst of it. We're probably, somewhere in the middle of it. I mean, they started a civil war. It's not a cold civil war. Sometimes you hear that phrase, we're in a sort of cold domestic civil war. It's definitely a hot war. January 6th was the first attempt at sort of moving the Overton window and normalizing the idea of getting Americans to think that a large percent of our fellow citizens are domestic terrorists and they hate us and they're trying to destroy our democracy. You see these key phrases being passed around and, you know, used in mass and in unison. So, that was 18 months ago. We're now at a point now where obviously Democrats are pretty openly speaking about the fact that the Republican Party is a dissident party and should be treated as second-class citizens.
Oh, they now say about me and everybody, we should be outlawed from running for office, outlawed from being on air. They sound like the NKVD in 1935 Russia. I mean, they are bona fide tyrants.
Correct. You know, they came up with new rules, and it's been mass distributed through their institutions, mostly, you know, mass media and mass communication. The idea that some Americans aren't really Americans and they should be treated completely and totally different. So we're in it right now. I mean, they still control all their institutions. That's why at this point they're really getting ready to expand on the federal gun control. You know, they got a foothold a few months ago, and they want to push a little bit further, I think, now to make it a little bit more aggressive. So we're going to be seeing that pretty soon here, and that's why Republicans need to be honest and use plain language about what we're facing, what we're up against. They're not doing that right now. They continue to talk. I mean, you look at what Kevin McCarthy, this guy who God forbid was ever became the Speaker of the House, what he laid out as his top priorities for the Republican Congress if the Republicans took over in a few months. And it's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. It was like a document from, written by the Heritage Foundation in like the 1980s. It's so outdated. They don't understand the threats that we're facing. They don't understand the posture that the left is in now within this country. And they're not talking about the existential war, near war that we're in.
Well, that's right. I mean, the left says they want to outlaw the Republican Party, basically. And you've got a bunch of white flag waving compromised people like Kevin McCarthy, but you say don't understand. I think they do understand.
Yeah, they do. You're right. And they're messaging something else. But I will say some are dumb enough that they don't know what time it is. They don't know the mode that we're in. and what the left is planning to do. I mean, listen, as soon as the Republicans take the House, they're going to blame us for all their domestic issues, and Lord knows what kind of license they're going to try to war themselves for stripping us of our rights. But
no, I totally agree. Let me ask you this. People are saying the Mar-a-Lago raid blew up their face. I think it is. So why would they so boldly do this when it's on record that Obama has 30 million records and that a president can trump, pun intended, what the National Archives says? So why have they tried this?
I think because it's obviously that Donald Trump is going to run for president again. He's getting ready to announce in a few months, and they wanted to keep this in proximity to his announcement. I mean, let's be honest. They knew probably a year ago what documents that they were going to falsely claim were classified.
Well, he told them.
I
mean, he told them when he took
it. Yeah, exactly. So what they're waiting for is, listen, there was talk about Donald Trump announcing right before a majority of the primary midterm elections were held. Some say it's going to be right after. Some say it's going to be in the spring. But chatter was occurring that it was going to be very, very soon. And so that's why this occurred when it did. You know, this is about sort of overshadowing or throwing cold water on President Trump's, the chief domestic opponent of domestic political opponent of Joe Biden, throwing cold water on his political aspirations. And so the timing is no good.
No, I totally agree. State Rep from Florida Anthony Sabatini calling for the FBI to be abolished, making national headlines. What about the fact, though, that, okay, he pushed warp speed, he got lied to, Bolsonaro apologized that he was for the vaccines at first. He's absolved himself. I really think, as we learn these things don't work, they've got serious side effects, that Trump needs to decouple himself from the shots. That's his biggest problem with the grassroots.
100% agree. I've actually spoken to Donald Trump about this. You know, listen, he was in the fog of war. You know, he was getting hit every day saying, listen, this is the remedy. This is the fix.
All right, this is huge. Let's just record skip sound. I'm gonna try to shut up. Start over. You've talked to Trump about this. A lot of other people have. Just tell us about that and then go through it.
Yeah, one of the first conversations I had with Donald Trump when he brought me down to Mar-a-Lago, and I had a 90-minute conversation with them, with just one other congressman, my wife, and Donald Trump, was about the vaccine. And listen, you know, he at the time, you know, people were dying. He was getting bad information. They were basically saying, if you push this vaccine, it's going to solve all the world's problems. You know, fast forward, more people died of COVID after the vaccine was created than before.
Sure, they said we can end the lockdowns if you just do this, and he believed them.
Exactly. That was it. Fog of war. You're in the middle of an election. You got people on your own team who fooled you into, you know, they fooled us into thinking that they were for us, that they were MAGA. They weren't. He was surrounded on all sides. And so that's what was being pushed. Well, fast forward, like, you know, this is an actual fact. More people died after the production of the vaccine than before from COVID. So what does that tell you? And once that happened, that's when I think people started to realize. And, you know, one thing I like about Donald Trump is he listens. Right. He is a populist in the traditional sense of the term.
Oh, you're right. He's gone from pushing it to shutting up about it, at least.
Yeah. I mean, well, people are pushing it. And guess what? They're not pushing it as much anymore, are they? And the people pushing are the ones saying, hey, actually, we were misled on this whole thing.
Well, don't you agree then he should decouple like Bolsonaro?
I do. I do believe that, obviously. I mean, I was the guy that actually pushed to get rid of Florida's mandate, statutory power to do vaccines. We also pushed and had pushed into law and DeSantis signed a law that didn't go as far as I wanted it to, but was the first and boldest law in the nation to stop private sector companies from mandating vaccines for employment.
No, I knew so that. I should have said that, Anthony Sabatini, in the legislature. You've been helping lead the country. We'll talk about what you'll do in Congress if we get you elected and how we get behind you, because that is so exciting. This new crop of folks coming out of the states is just amazing. Tell us about who you are, what you stand for, and why we should get behind Anthony Sabatini. I'm 100% behind you. We need you in Congress like I need to breathe oxygen or like I need water in the desert. We'll be right back. SabatiniForCongress.com, SABATINI. Sabatini for Congress. We'll be right back. Sabatini for Congress, especially if you live in Florida, but all over the country. If you have friends and family in Florida, get behind this man. We'll be right back. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not just an average man. I'm not a victim. I'm a fighter. That's why I'm under attack. Here's a little real world example. Atlantic Monthly, run by the Jeffrey Epstein crowd, called for my arrest and said the only way to stop Jones, because people keep backing him, is just to go ahead and indict him somehow. And believe me, it's been in the news. They've had plenty of grand juries. They tried to get to do it, but then they found no fault with me because I'm a pretty straight-laced, clean-cut guy. But Owen Schroyer isn't hosting today. 3 to 6 p.m. Christy Lee, who does a great job, is Darren Beatty of Revolver News with huge January 6th martial law developments with Ray Epps, is going to be hosting 3 to 6 p.m. Why isn't Owen here? He's in federal court. He was with me on January 6th, tried to stop people going to the Capitol. They indicted him. He's facing years in prison. Why didn't they indict me? Well, because I was there opening the bullhorn trying to stop it. Owen was right there with me. He did it too, but it's a threat. It's a message to me. In fact, they told us. Meet with us. Talk to us. We'll drop the charges on Owen. I said to Owen, you want me to meet with him for you? And he said, no, don't. They want to put me in prison. Do it. Don't meet with them. That's the type of people I work with. And let me tell you something. As a man, it's a real honor to be around badasses like Owen. I told him. I said, I'll meet with him. I'll give him my phone, which has nothing on it. They'll drop the charges. And he said, don't do it. So they lie and say in my civil trial, they have my phone. People say, you better be mad at your lawyer. They don't have my phone. CNN quietly last week admitted they don't have it. It's all a lie. But as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But at the end of the day, the truth almost always outs if good men and women stand firm and keep telling the truth. So Anthony Sabatini is a state rep in Florida, done so much to fight the tyranny and the forced injections. Now he's running for Congress. Speaking about where we are as a man, and as a patriot, big picture about where America and the world is right now, and then why you're running for Congress, and why folks should get behind you.
Well, quite literally, freedom is under attack, and it's almost gone. You know, most of human history, we've lived in sort of feudalistic type eras. Freedom is very rare. Republics are very rare. Usually they fail immediately. We've been lucky enough to live in a republic that's lasted over 240 years. If we're going to refresh it and keep it going, we need bold men and women of courage to stand up and fight. That means knowing what the Constitution is, knowing the foundation of this country, which I believe is biblical principles and the founding fathers' lessons, which are embedded in the Declaration of Independence and Congress and Constitution. Everything else is nonsense. Everything else is noise. Everything else is secondary. We need people who understand the meaning of this country and how rare the gift that we have, which is freedom, is, and stand up and protect it. And I've proven that at the state level, and I don't care what the threats to it are. I don't care how many times I've been attacked for it. I know what the stakes are, and I'm 33, okay? Hopefully I last another 50 years. I don't want to be a serf. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to live in a country where I am a second-class citizen, and I will fight like hell to protect what we have here and what we've been given.
You've got 6 minutes to break. Give us a speech.
Well, I'm Anthony Sabatini. You know, I'm a Republican. It's been great to be here for the last 4 years in the state legislature. A lot of the bold conservative reforms Florida's kind of gotten noticed for have been things I've worked on and things I'm going to continue to try to take to the to Congress. You know, some of the biggest threats in this country isn't just government, but it's coming from the private sector. This wokeness, this transgender phenomenon and agenda, this critical race theory that we're seeing is coming into the private sector. We need bold, new right-style conservatives who are going to pass laws to stop the corporate wokeism, the fascism, the sort of corporate fascism that is now pushing the left's agenda with even more efficiency and alacrity than government can even do. And so that's sort of the biggest division within the Republican GOP right now. It's one of the reasons I'm running. You know, we need to basically come up with it, you know, to go back to what we spoke about in the last segment. We need to go back to medical freedom. We need a person's bill of rights at the federal level. We need to bring back lawsuits against invalid vaccine manufacturers who are putting us in harm. We can do that, and we can come up with rights that people are given that protect us from the corporate leftist fascism, along with state and federal government mandates that are being pushed down the throats of people in blue states in particular. And so that's one of the reasons I'm running. I'm proud of a lot of the endorsements I've gotten from people like Rand Paul and Marjorie Taylor Greene, people I think who are standing up for freedom coast to coast, have entered into this race to help me. And, you know, we've raised a lot of money in the race. We raised $1.2 million, not one penny from a lobbyist. Every single dime has come from 8,000 patriots coast to coast who remember the fight that I fought for here in the great state of Florida. I'm an attorney. You know, when the state legislature in the beginning of COVID wasn't really fighting and standing up for rights, I decided to take it to the courtroom. I sued 14 cities and counties that had mask mandates all around the state of Florida, and we had some success with those. And but at the end of the day, we were able to move the window on that and put pressure on Republicans to stand up against the medical tyranny that was taking over during the beginning of COVID. And ultimately, we were very successful. So I'm proud of the record that I've had, and that's what I'm running on. That's why we're taking that to the federal level. And in Congress, I'm going to be a member of the Freedom Caucus, and I will be fighting to try to get leadership in the Republican Party that understands the threat, understands, first of all, the nature of the left, which is a villainous, sick, communist, anti-American, hateful movement. And then number two, understands what we need to do in the face of it. You know, the hardest thing to do in politics right now is get conservatives to get rid of the defensive mindset and defensive language that's embedded in our culture. I mean, even the word conservative is a defensive posture. It's time to conserve. We need people who are good at conserve things. Folks, we already lost so much of what happens. We need a counter-revolutionary movement that's going to go on offense and get our rights back and stand up for the foundational concepts of America, not playing defense. Why would you play defense when you're down 50 points in the game? It doesn't make any sense. So that's one of the biggest things I'm really running on, is moving the Overton window, going back to real conservatism, real Americanism, and protecting freedom. You know, and like I said, I'm not running on rhetoric. I'm running on a record. I mean, Google me. Every fight that has made Florida famous and the things that are animating the Republican Party right now, the MAGA movement, are things I've been deeply, deeply, deeply involved in. And my wife has been involved in. We're both very involved in state and local politics here and in the state party, trying to get Republicans to begin fighting again. No more weakness within the party. No more sitting back and playing defense. I mean, like I said earlier in this segment, I looked at what the so-called leadership of the Republican Party had rolled out from when we take over the House in the spring, and it was pathetic. It was like talking about like expanding the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and these various little like niche items that, I mean, nothing I'm opposed to, but certainly not anything that has to do with facing down the threat, the very near expulsion of liberty that we're looking at.
The Republican Party has been deliberately defanged by the leadership, and you and others are trailblazers to change that. You're one of the heart of the matter. The reason we've had so much success in Florida is you. That's why we've got to get you in Congress. It's super exciting.
Well, I really appreciate that, and that's why it's great to be on the show. That's what I'm going to be fighting for. And listen, you know, I think, you know, this is a controversial item on the right, but I think we need to impeach Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And some folks would say, well, I don't know if we're going to have the votes in the Senate for that, so why even do it? Folks, we have to stop normalizing the behavior of the left. If the president violates the Constitution, he has to be impeached. If you
choose not to, he would make the focus all his crimes and totally shift onto them instead of them being on offense. Exactly.
Exactly. Focus on the crimes. The trial would bring so much light to what him and Hunter have done. But as importantly, it's about standing up for the Constitution. The take care clause of the federal Constitution has been deliberately violated. He chose not purposely, and this will come out with the impeachment hearings, him and Mayorkas chose not to enforce our immigration laws, not to have a border whatsoever. They went in the opposite direction and did everything they could. They took positive, affirmative acts to make it easier to illegally.
They are at war with our country. Anthony Sabatini, please join us again soon. And I'm looking at the numbers. Looks like you're going to win big. Everybody should get behind you. SabatiniForCongress.com. 20-second closing comment.
That's it, Alex. Standing up for freedom. Did it in Florida. Now I'm going to do it at the federal level. We're going to win. The people are side. We need Republicans with courage who are going to capture the energy and use the power that's been given to them. I'm Anthony Sabatini, running for Congress. SabatiniForCongress.com, running for District 7 between Daytona Beach and Orlando. Give me a shout and check me out on every social media platform, Gab, Getter, Truth, everything.
Can't wait to see you.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of live markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stopped into a church. I passed along the way.
I got down on my knees.
Well, I got down on my knees. And I began to pray.
You know, Roger Stone's got a bunch of big breaking news next hour and a special guest. I wanted to pop in at the very end of this hour to tell us what's coming up. But I promise to jam in these calls, so I'm going to try as best I can, but I got to do this or we won't be here. I love this crew. I love what InfoWars has built. The work we're doing is the most important we've ever done in 28 years. And we don't have $400 million. We don't have $100 million. We don't have $5 million. They're liars. We are maxed out. We are in bankruptcy, but we have a plan to stay on air through that emergency reorganization, but we need funds to do it. And right now, we're barely meeting our goals. So thank you, listeners, for coming through. Get the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy. It costs extra money, but it's a fundraiser. It's a piece of history. It's the plans of the Death Star, The Great Reset and the War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com. please go there. Also get Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, Super Mel Vitality, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, X2, and so much more, up to 40% off. The toothpaste in the combo pack, Super Blue, our best-selling toothpaste, finally back in stock. It's selling out. It's still 50% off. Infowarsstore.com, and thank you for keeping the tip of the spear on the air. We are all the tip of the spear together, and I want to thank you again for what you're doing. But more importantly, pray for all of us. Pray for our protection. And please spread the word about the live feeds at Infowars.com/show. That's the URL and band.video. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Luke in Michigan on vaccines. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Great to talk to you, man. First, I just want to say thank you. You help me feel less crazy throughout the day. Sometimes we're already at the point where if you talk truthfully, people think you're crazy. But my dad got the vaccine. I think the Johnson & Johnson, where you have to get two shots. And within the first 3 months after that, there was 3 to 4 trips to the ER, Bell's palsy, fluid buildup on the lungs.
Which, by the way, they now say polio suddenly back. When scientists predicted this shot would cause polio-like viral paralysis.
Yeah, it's just like ever since he's got the vaccine, you know, his health has declined even more. It's just
I'm sorry to
insane.
Hear that.
Yeah, thank you. And all you can do is pray every day. And, yeah, my mom only got one of the two shots. And I don't know. Things just seem different. And up here in Michigan, man, with Queen Whitmer, man, we're going to vote her out in November, I think.
And it looks like Liz Cheney's about to be voted out as well. Love you, brother. Sorry for your father. God bless you. All right, let's jam in another. Paul in Michigan disagrees. Says, AJ, on God and what we deserve. Well, I'm not God, so I don't know what we deserve. Paul, so what do you have to say?
Well, I'm not saying what we deserve, Alex. But I want to say something to you, okay? You're a force for good, no doubt about it. You've been leading this war. But there's something that you say that is infuriating. It's wrong and misleading. And it just feeds into the destruction of humanity through the New World Order. And that is, I'm not quoting you, I'm paraphrasing, God is hoping humanity fails. God wants to crush us. God is fed up with us. And we deserve this. Okay, this.
Well, you're misunderstanding what I say. I'm saying if we don't step up, God will allow us to be destroyed.
Yeah, but I've heard you say that God's fed up with us, and we deserve this. No.
I say adults that know about evil and don't stand up, they deserve it, but the children don't. So if you misunderstood me, I apologize.
Okay, well, I just want to say to you and your audience, God is not mad at humanity. God is not waiting for us to just sin so he can slap us around. That's Satan's lie. It's Satan's lie to separate us from God, separate us from who we really are. That's why he sent Jesus to show us, hey, Jesus is human, but he stood up and said, I'm directly connected with God, just like you, and they can do whatever they want to me, and it's not going to hurt me.
Paul, I totally agree with you. So if you misunderstood me, I apologize. I'm a bad communicator. I'm a sinner. God's forgiven me.
I'm a bad communicator.
Thank you for the call. I got to go. I'm just saying I agree with you. So there you go. Let's go to Montine in Georgia. Montine, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I love your product, number one. Number two, I'm holding at my formerly pot-stained fingers the crime statistics for Connecticut for the year 2012. Okay, this is Table 8. This is the Criminal Justice Information Services Division, and I've sent this link to your show tips email, I don't know how many times before your trial, during your trial. So anyway, this Connecticut, there's not a lot of action going on in Connecticut as far as crime goes. So this is set up by city. And if you scroll, and it's only a page and a half because Connecticut's not that big. So if you scroll all the way down on the first page, the third from the bottom, Newtown, Connecticut, population 27,904. You hop over to the third column, that's murder and non-negligent manslaughter, 0 for the year 2012.
I know, and we reported that, but if you read the fine print that we didn't see on the page we covered, it says Connecticut does not report statistics unlike other states, but there were murders. So that's what they're saying. I've seen that.
And why don't they, you know, this is part of the FBI. You know, say what you will, but they are pretty good at counting things. Now, if you look up Paducah, Kentucky, it's got those numbers.
No, ma'am, I understand. I appreciate your call. I got to jump and we love you. All I'm saying is this. I barely covered Sandy Hook. The media blows it up and says I'm the Sandy Hook man, and I can't stop covering it. It's all people bring up, okay? And so you understand, they made it a big deal, claiming I was making it a big deal to keep themselves in the news and gun control, and now they're using it to go after the First Amendment and admitting they want to shut down all conservatives using these cases. So regardless of what really happened there, they are using this to take our freedoms, and they're admitting it and bragging about it. Ryan and Doug, I apologize. I tried to get everybody. We can't get to you. Call me back tomorrow. You'll go to the head of the line. Roger Stone's got a big fourth hour lined up ahead of the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. So 2 to 3 p.m. Central, Roger Stone on the FBI raid, the latest, and so much more. Roger, great to have you here. Tell us what's coming up the next hour.
Well, Alex, we're going to break down the FBI raid. We're going to talk about why the Department of Justice and the FBI want to hide the underlying affidavit, which is the document that should have persuaded the magistrate whether to approve or disapprove the raid on Trump's house. And also joining us, New York City Police Officer Sal Greco, fired from the New York City Police Department despite an unblemished record of service to the people of New York simply because he's a friend of mine, a watcher of InfoWars, and a supporter of President Donald Trump.
So that's the social credit score they already are doing to conservatives and patriots. They plan it to everybody else.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great show.
What else do you make of all the insane news of having to return Trump's passports?
Well, first of all, let's recognize that I think that the deep state and their Democratic allies or masters have figured out that they made a mistake. And therefore, there's a lot of backing and filling going on here. Trump had stolen nuclear codes. No, he hadn't. Trump was going to sell national security information to the Chinese or the Russians. No, he wasn't. Trump was going to flee the country because of his crimes. No, he isn't. They are really in free fall. They're in complete defensive mode. It's almost fun to watch.
And by the way, when we're in trouble, we'll admit it. We give bad news out all day. I agree with you. We're not just saying that. They have screwed the pooch. This is blown up in their face. They're even not calling it a raid now. They're trying to back off saying, oh, what were they thinking? Everybody knows Obama's got 30 million pages of stuff, and he has a right as a former president.
I think they have a very distorted view of what the American people think. And, of course, as a political scientist, as someone who's a politico, I've been studying the polling numbers. And I can tell you, Alex, this has backfired big time. There were people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020, weren't sure that he was the right man in 2024. They are back in the fold. There were people who were saying, I'm just not going to vote. The system is so broken. They're back in the fold. So I think they have fomented a political revolution.
Well, yeah, we even have ABC News saying it's Orwellian and wasn't right. We even have CNN hosts saying this shouldn't have happened. How did they miscalculate? I mean, this is I can tell them raiding a former president is not going to go well.
I think that they're being driven by their own left wing. So the left wing has a left wing of their own, a radical progressive wing that is so vehement in their hatred of Donald Trump, so desperate to destroy him, so desperate to eliminate him as a presidential candidate that they have pushed the saner brains, the saner strategists within their group to the edges.
Yeah, and first it was he hates all Mexicans, never said it. Then he's a Russian agent, stole the election, never happened. I mean, just how many hoaxes have we now seen here? January 6th, how many things have blown up in their face, Roger?
Well, it's because they lost to him in 2016. I believe they lost to him in 2020, and they cannot bear the idea that they may lose to him again.
All right, Roger, stay there. We'll do five more minutes, then you take over for the balance of the fourth hour. Roger Stone, embattled former political prisoner on the InfoWar, didn't back down when the FBI and Justice Department threatened decades in prison, didn't lie about the president, battle-hardened Roger Stone, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.